Most KiwiSavers with non-ethical investments want to switch. This is from a survey. More than $4 billion remains invested in companies and sectors deemed unethical, despite three-quarters of Kiwis assuming their KiwiSaver and other managed funds are being invested responsibly. This from a study undertaken for charity Mindful Money and the Responsible Investment Association of Australasia, that is the IRAA. They surveyed 1,000 New Zealanders on the topic of ethical investing. So to enlighten us a bit more, we have Barry Coates, the founder and CEO of Mindful Money. Kia ora, Barry.
Kia ora, Wala.
So can you just, in a nutshell, expand on us for those who might know, what is ethical investing?
So ethical investing means that you invest in companies that undertake activities that you feel comfortable with, that are in tune with your values, and they don't invest in things that you would regard as objectionable.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to invest in weapons or fossil fuels or gambling or pornography. And so those are the kind of sectors we survey the public, and this is a latest example. And we find that most of the public wants to avoid investing in sectors and companies that do those kind of things. On the flip side, they do want to invest in things that add value to society, like affordable housing or clean water or renewable energy.
I just want to know, do people say these things, or do people actually really care, Barry? I mean, they care about the returns they're getting. That's what they'd be caring about, surely.
Yeah, well, they care about returns, but they also care about ethics. But the thing about returns is that there is now a mountain of research to say that if you invest ethically, then actually you get returns that are as high, if not higher, than ignoring those issues in your investment decisions. And you know, it's partly because...
Why would that be?
Well, it's, you know, if you think about the most trusted companies, they're typically the companies that take sustainability seriously. They've got a strong brand, they've got loyal consumers, their employees are motivated, they don't have environmental liabilities, and they don't get sued. And those issues aren't fully valued by the financial analysts. So what we see is that there is kind of higher returns and less risk for those kind of investments. And that was also shown in the survey, that people are now starting to understand that.
Ruth, have you got a comment or a question first?
My comment is I 100% agree, and I choose investment this way.
You do? You actively choose?
Actively choose.
Why?
Because if I am lucky enough to have worked hard and earned that money to invest, then I think it is important to give back at a level. So companies that I choose, for example, Main Freight, with all of their really amazing work that they do in communities, books and homes, etc. So, yeah, my advisor, the first time I met him, he looked at me very oddly when I was asking all sorts of questions, saying, I don't want tobacco, I'm not interested in... Yep.
And your advisor raised eyebrows.
Yeah.
I think that's come up in the survey. We'll discuss that. Sam, have you got a question Barry?
Barry, I'm interested in how you'd rate the big banks' progress on the ESGs, environmental, social and governance things. And just a small conflict, I'm on Westpac Bank's sustainability panel, so we talk about this a lot with the bank, and I think that seem to be doing well and heading in the right direction, but interested in your take, Barry.
It's interesting that most of the investment fund providers, the banks and others, are on the journey. And virtually the whole industry has now embraced this idea of investing with environment, social and government factors being taken into account. I would say that the main banks are not in a leadership position on this. Most of the running is coming from the smaller to mid-sized funds that have gone the extra mile in really responding to consumer concerns and consumer wishes for investing ethically. So, you know, Westpac obviously does a lot of other good things, but on these issues, they're not in the forefront.
Oh, okay. Hey, bringing up a question, an issue that Ruth raised in terms of the awareness of some financial advisors or the option of raising it actively, was that something you looked at?
Yes, we do have a question there in the survey. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that financial advisors are not proactive in asking the questions about responsible investment, with a few honourable exceptions. And it's partly because most of them have had their training in a time when these issues weren't part of their qualifications, weren't part of their training. A lot of them don't fully understand the issues around ethical investing. So, you know, there's a challenge in getting the financial advisors on side with these issues. It's starting to happen. Overseas, there's regulation that requires financial advisors, for example, to ask the ethical question of their clients. We don't have that legislation yet in New Zealand.
Oh, very, very interesting. Barry Coates, founder and CEO of Mindful Money. Barry, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Wallace.
So, this is something that you can relate to, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're only going to see a further rise in people's concern for ESG. And I think, you know, I know firsthand from watching Westpac's progress over the last 4 years, they're trying really hard, and actually they have made significant progress in changing and restructuring the type of lending that that they're doing to try and ensure that all their investments are actually making a difference. But we expect more, and I think we have to only expect more of the big institutions and the small ones, and the leadership probably always will come from some of the small ones, but the big ones have to take a leadership role, and let's keep pushing them on it.
Well, and investors have to keep asking those questions, right?
Yeah. I don't think you need to know a lot about money to actually ask the question either. I think we should build a culture where it's really okay
Good
to
point.
Ask.
Good
that's
point.
Right. Do you go to the warehouse and buy the T-shirt for $5? You might have to, but if you're in a position not to, then why are you supporting that child labour? It's the same thing.
Completely right.